I'm speaking today with Ahmad Hassan, who is a candidate for county judge, Harris County. Ahmad, the first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
Basically, since I became U.S. citizen in the 4th of July, 1984, I felt that I have a great responsibility to pay back America for what they did to me, giving me the citizenship. It was my dream just to get a visa to visit America. How about becoming a candidate in the ballot? That's more than a dream. And I feel in that position that I can do a lot for our county. First of all, I'm a leader. I have valid education. I have good experience. I have good connection, local, national, international. And I have good skills. I'm a good negotiator, good mediator. And I can get people together, and I don't have any motive but the love to people. And I want to see people living truly, not just talk, living the American dream, living the real good life. And it's important, because when I came here, I came to live that dream, which is the American dream, to have a good life, to have good health insurance, a good home, a good life, freedom. And I like to see people reaching and living that kind of life, and by God's help and all of us putting our hands together, I think we can do it. We can make it happen, and I'm a believer that I can make it happen. I'm an immigrant also. I came here as 26 years old, and I've been enjoying living in the U.S. for almost 30 years with three grown children. I call them the children, even they're 24, 26, and 28. Two of them with master's degree, and one with a bachelor's degree. And my wife, she had a Juris Doctor also. She's a law school graduate like me, and she was an RN. And I believe we can do it, and we can make it happen. And I don't have any special interest. I don't take a nickel from anybody who need payback or a favor. I just do it for the love of our country. And I don't have to have a very big budget to do it, because I have the help of people. Well, lots of people who's willing to help me. They're willing to put the time and the effort. And the money that I have, even if I don't raise too much money, but my money, I put it in a very effective area. $1 to me, in my personal opinion, equals to $100 from somebody else. Could I know how to use it?
You ran as well for county judge for the nomination in 2008. What would you say you learned from that experience?
The good thing is I'm not new to the Democrats now. They know me. And the party was more toward Mr. Meresberg, because he was the chairman for so many years. They know him very well and all that. And I learned a lot about the area, the people, the campaigning, the party. It was a great 12th experience that I can use at this time.
Now, I have to ask, you also ran in 2006 as a Republican against Sheila Jackson Lee. Okay, what's up with that?
Actually, again, having a love and a great responsibility to do something good for America in any capacity is good. And also, in either ways, if I'm a congressman, I work for the U.S., my God, I would be doing great internationally and nationally and locally also. I have a great connection again. I can make connection with any foreign government. I can call any ambassador, anybody, with my good way of introducing myself and talking to them and my good reasons. I can talk to anybody and I can make it happen. But also, you know, for me as an immigrant, I was learning about parties, Democrat and Republican. And I'm an immigrant, as I mentioned before. It was my dream just to get a visa for 2 weeks to visit America. And I'm living a wonderful dream. I mean, I'm Democrat and Republican, they're all good people. It's just a matter of choosing what suits you more and better. I learn about being Republican, now I learn about being a Democrat, and I'm sticking with the Democratic Party. And again, in any capacity I can help America, I'm willing to do it at any time, in any capacity, in any position.
All right, let's talk about the current status of Harris County. As you know, we're in kind of tough economic times, and Harris County faces some budget shortfall. Several million dollars in different departments. Each department is being asked to make some cuts. What is your assessment right now of Harris County's financial situation and of what they're doing with the budget and what needs to be done to stabilize the finances?
any good organization, it needs a good manager, a good leader. If the leadership is not good enough, nothing under will be good. And this good old boy system and all this, I mean, we need to get over this. First of all, the contracts from the county, not necessarily fair contracts, go to the good body shops, go to the good whoever. I think we need to choose the right contractors, use the right amount of money to pay for contracts, I mean, not just throwing our money away, utilizing this money to use it in a good we put the money in a good place. For an example, when they have the hurricane and all this, they buy their own generators for the county hospitals. They didn't have the right equipment. They buy their own stuff. And the collection system in some county department is not a good collection system. When they collect the taxes, for an example, personal property taxes and other, you get a letter from a lawyer or whatever, then you don't hear from them again or all this. That's money also wasted. And as well as other things for the tollway, I think the collection also for the tolls is not a good collection. Some people owe money to the toll for so many years, they never even get a letter from them. And this is just some examples from mismanagement. And buying also for the county, if you're using good group of buyers to buy the equipment needed, because my father was the governor in our state, he used to talk to me about all this when I was in junior high school even. How to run things right. Because buying also, you can save a lot of money buying the right stuff at good prices. If there's nobody stealing, nobody getting kickbacks and all this, that's all effect. And we have good wealth of resources in the county also. I'm very sure there are some good people in the county. They would donate equipment. In Tulsa, for example, I used to have a friend. He owned a soccer team as well as I did in the 90s. He used to buy all the equipment for the sheriff's department. He's one of the multimillionaires, a businessman. And I don't see anything wrong with utilizing things like this within legal limit. You know, I mean, for an example, we don't even have a helicopter, for as far as I know, for Harris County, for the Sheriff's Department. My God, what's a couple $1 million or whatever it is to any of the wealthy people we have here? I'm very sure I can raise this in a heartbeat, because it's not for me. For something for the county, I can do it. And people will do it if they trust the person in the charge. And in addition also, I have some people talk to me, they don't want to advertise anything yet or talk about it from the other countries. They came here to Harris County, they want who's a trusted person, like in real estate and development and investment that I can talk to. They refer them to me. And in the one of the journalists from Saudi Arabia, I'm just saying this as an example, you know. He called me and he said, Ahmad, I heard so much good about you. What can investors do in this Harris County area and the Houston area? It's a good area and all this, but people turned off. About investment, they came in here and they said, how can we invest money in the U.S.? Where can we put our money in? Good shopping centers, we open factories, doing things like this. So, you know, there's also opportunities in here.
Okay.
Basically.
One of the things you had mentioned, the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department is the biggest line item in the county's budget. It's about a third of the county's budget, and you know the biggest expense there is the jail, which, as you know, is overcrowded. Right now, the county has a task force set up with a so-called jail czar, retired Judge Caprice Cosper, to look into ways to deal with the jail situation in Harris County. Can you give me your opinion of how this task force is going and where you think they should be making their recommendations to alleviate this problem?
You know, for some reason, this really interested me because when I was in high school, I have a passion in writing a book about prisons around the world. Why, I don't know. And because I'm very passionate for people. I'm not a believer in just to take people and throw them away and lock them up and that's it, because there's so much wrong in our system. You know, I think it takes just several groups work together, judges, sheriff, commissioners. I mean, it takes a great effort from group, not just one person. And it takes also planning from the beginning. When you build the jail, the capacity of the jail and everything we use and all, it just really, again, It takes some really good group to work together to resolve this issue, because this issue not just in Harris County, and everywhere, even was in Sedgwick County, which is Arkansas, they're facing the same thing. But I think it was a good work. I'm very open, you know, to work with the sheriff and others, to work with other sheriffs from other, you know, counties or commissioners or judges. And I don't know exactly what's inside there, you know. And sometimes to answer really a question, not hypothetical, to get real, you really get to know the numbers and you get to know what's inside. But with my skills and the passion for resolving problems, I think we can reach something good, some good solution. And I don't see anything that does not have an answer.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, transportation is a big issue with the county. Right now, there's a study going on to assess the feasibility of commuter rail between Houston and Galveston. It's being done under the auspices of the Gulf Coast Freight Rail District. What is your vision for transit in general in the county, and specifically commuter rail?
Some they see it successful, some they see it not successful, really, the way it is now. And the thing is, I believe, I mean, I'm very honest and sincere. I mean, a county judge is not an expert, or a congressman is not an expert in everything. We have a great wealth of experts in this county, and not necessarily paying money for everybody. We have volunteer groups, we have good engineers, we have great people. We can use this wealth of knowledge to sit down with them and make determination what will be good and how. Because again, some of this, you really get to know the real details for it. But we need a good transportation system in this county, because lots of people, they've been there in the footwork, and it's so crowded. You can, my son is a teacher, he can't even go to work, and I tell him from Mason Road, Beltway 8, he said it takes forever. And I feel sorry for people. Good thing that I have my own business, I make my own hours. I feel sorry for people who go home, like leave work at 5 o'clock, go home at 7, to see their children and all this. And we really need a good solution. But what is the solution now? It's very hard to determine without knowing what we have in budget, what's the details, and what's going on politically and all this. There is a lot to it that hard to answer without knowing the inside. But it, real system is good if you use it right. I mean, it really saves lots of money for people, for driving, gas and all this. And it saves also in the road, you know, because one train can take so many people instead of driving, like 200, 300 cars. They do this. Even in Egypt, they did this in the underground. Now, they had a great population in Cairo, Egypt. They did a metro system, but they did some kind of underground, because above ground wasn't even big enough in Cairo. Then it really have a good relief.
Okay.
You know?
All right. 2009 was a blissfully quiet year for the area in terms of hurricanes, but obviously that isn't always the case. What is your assessment of the county's current hurricane preparedness, and where do you think there are opportunities to improve?
It's really funny when you look at this anchor down, Judge, because it really is funny when you hear it, like something, an establishment or bride, you know, it's not really. I'm one of the people that have damage in my house for almost 40,000. I only got like 4,000 or 5,000 from the insurance. This hurricane hurt so many people, and we're not really prepared for it. People not prepared, they don't know enough. They don't know who's a county judge. They don't know what the county judge is. Most of the people, when I talk to a county judge, they say, I got a couple of tickets. They talk about tickets and all this. And in regard to hurricane, the county itself was not even ready in their own organizations for hospitals, the clinics. They was not prepared. Food in some situations, gas, ice, all this. I mean, if you tell people anchored down, or some of them, they're going to stay here, at least you should cover them with the basic needs to live. Because you never know, an electricity goes off for so many days. Some water was cut off also. Then it's actually not really prepared. We need to be prepared for every area, and we need to go over what we need just in case. Instead of electricity was off for 5 days, it could be 7, it could be 8. We should have extra storage of food, water, and emergency services. Because the last hurricane was a disaster. The only good thing for politicians, the last hurricane, they all pushing each other to be in front of the camera. Who's going to show off? Who's going to talk to the TV or radio or whatever? Just use it for publicity. We're not using it really to help people, unfortunately, which is sad. to see people hurting and politicians just fighting to be in front of the camera, in front of the TV, then we really need to improve a lot for preparation for hurricane and for emergencies in general. They went to the power companies, you know, gas and electric, water. We see what can happen in the worst situations, you know, medical facilities. And food, as I mentioned, and everything else needed, evacuation plans. And we should just book plan for anything expected and unexpected. Just to protect our people. And I might touch about the county hospitals and services. You know, it's so crowded. You can't believe a person needs a very basic medicine like asthma so they can sit 24 hours in a chair just to get treated. But God bless America. That's not America that I came here for. I mean, this is a wonderful country. How can we treat our people like this? We should extend their hours of service. We should have two shifts instead of one being an evening shift also. That's why those people, they crowd other hospitals when they go to emergency for little things. We should have more clinics. We extend the hours for clinics. And the clinic doesn't have to close at 5 o'clock or so, you know. We should have more convenient locations for our county departments of all kind, if it's possible. Like you see people going just to pay a ticket for the JB offices. Look at the lines. People who are standing in the streets just to take care of basic issues. And I think these things all can be addressed and it can happen. And again, we don't have really the close relationship between the county officials and the people. Normally, everyday citizen cannot call a judge or county commission. I tried to call Emmett 4 times to congratulate him. Every time I called him, he gave me his vacation. I don't know what, I don't know what kind of job to give vacation so many times a year. I have not seen this kind of job yet. But also, county officials such as department heads, you cannot call them. You cannot be able to, but in, under my supervision, they better answer the phone. They better answer the citizen. Otherwise, I will not have this job. Call the guy in charge of any department in my account. They will not talk to you. They're busy. They have whatever has their secretary talk to you. They should be able, you know, to communicate with our citizens. And also the county meetings should be in different areas every week. Should not be only just in the county building, because people get to know who they are. And they should be sometimes in the evening also. I don't see why not, where people have chance to address issues and talk to them, see who they are. They should not be afraid. You know, I will not sleep if I'm the county judge. I will not sleep if a citizen in Harris County have a problem and being cannot sleep and I can do something about it. That means I'm not doing it, because you can father.
Okay.
Those people. I do one more thing, Mr. Klaffner. In appraisal, we don't have a good appraisal system. It should be reevaluated. Sedgwick County in Kansas, when I lived there, they used to have a car or a van, it was group. They go take a photo of a house and they take really good look at these houses because they evaluate them, assess them. And also, not everybody can take 2 days off for the formal and informal hearing. I think they should be both on the same day, within short time in between. Just people are not doing it. You know, I went personally to contest the tax for my house just to see the system, see how they work. I agreed with that person for whatever he gave me in the informal meeting because I didn't like his. Well, first of all, he told me that I've been real estate agent for 30 years. I said, so what? I mean, you're a real estate agent. I am a broker and I'm certified to teach all the real estate courses. It's a big deal. I'm mortgage broker and all that. And, you know, it doesn't mean much. You just a job to do, you know, and he knows everything. They don't tell you exactly, they don't go through certain details that would help you, or to be honest with you, to get a fair evaluation. And number two, when I agreed with them, I said, you know what, how about if I change my mind now and I want to go to formal? Oh no, that doesn't happen, we cannot do that. Why cannot do it? He insists that he cannot do it. I just, again, I'm testing the system. I said, why don't you talk to a supervisor, see if he can do it. He went and talked to somebody and said, Mr. Hassan, we're going to do an exception for you. We haven't done it in 30 years or whatever, but I guess we can do it. I told him, you know what? I just want to see if you can do it or not, but I'm going to go ahead and go to the informal. It's fine. I just want to know the system, how you guys work.
Okay. you know, to get back to hurricane preparedness, one of the challenges that you face in Harris County with that, of course, is that it's a problem that's bigger than Harris County, and it requires coordinating with the other areas. And of course, Harris County has within it, you know, so I think something like 32 separate cities, of course, including Houston. How effective do you believe Harris County government is in coordinating efforts or dealing with other government entities in the area, and where do you see opportunities for improvement?
I don't see that very effective, really sincerely, because I think, unfortunately, many of our politicians, selfish, in my personal opinion, I just want to look good and act important and all this. Do they really work for people? Absolutely, in my opinion, no. They really don't. I mean, they should forget about Democrat and Republican. You're in office. You're supposed to be there to serve people, not serving Democrat or Republican, not serving Mr. So-and-so, not serving Mr. So-and-so. No, we should work all together. They should have a meeting for preparation for these things. More than once a year could be more than once a year, whatever it takes to do it together. And they should forget the differences.
Okay.
And all what they work for is America, not anybody else.
All right. You have an opponent in the primary to be the candidate for county judge. When Democrats go to vote in March for their candidate, why should they vote for you?
I am sincere, educated, honest. My goal and my love is America. Nothing. I don't have any other interest. My passion is America and Americans. I would work day and night for them. They would have access to my cellular phone. My home address is listed. I'm not afraid if a citizen can knock my doors. They used to do it to my father, who's a governor. I see some people walk into our house crying. And he get outside and help them if he need to. He was a short-time governor to fill in. But even when he was like lieutenant governor, he did the same thing. He can help people. He can be sincere. He can do for them. And I will make every effort to help them. I don't discriminate. I don't believe in discrimination. And everybody had the opportunity and the chance to live the American dream. And I'm a leader. I'm a decision maker. I've always been a leader since I was young. Even in junior high school, I was the captain of my soccer team. I was a leader in college. When I went to Kuwait, I worked for the Department of Defense in the Public Affairs Office and the Public Relations. I became in top management within 3 years, and I was like 24, 25 years old. And I came here. I work for employers for 2-3 years. I have my own businesses. I have so many businesses, including soccer team, semi-pro and bro, wholesale, retail. I've always been a leader, and I always like to be in the top because I'm able to help, and I love to help, and I ensure that anybody under me being treated fairly. And as I mentioned, that I'm really a leader and a decision maker, because my opponent took him 4 years to debate. Is he going to run? He's not going to run. He's thinking about it. He's going to ask his wife. He's going to ask. He's going to call Emmett to ask him if that's okay. Then he, my God, what kind of leader is this? That's not leadership. You know, a leader is a man. He said, yes, I will do it right away. I can save about anything. I do it or I don't do it, and I take the consequence of it. If I made the wrong decision, I will be responsible for it and try to correct it or work at it. But you cannot have a leader thinking for 4 years if they're going to do something or not. And he was saying also in the paper, the Channel 13, that he just signed with a new law firm, how he can lead them, what kind of paperwork he need to do, what kind of deal. I wonder what kind of deal he did with them, what kind of benefit they're going to get from Harris County, from him if he became a county judge. And in my personal opinion, it's just not right. This is not, I mean, I don't know the person, but it's not a person who would be good for public service. And say, like some people, but, oh, he was a city council. So what? The city in deep trouble. And all those council members, they fight each other. I saw one of them yesterday in the Tejano groups. She was telling me that we have nothing but fights against each other, really. I mean, then I don't see what kind of bride being a city council. I guess it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just being effective, being a good leader. And if you want to serve the country, and I think the other person, if he really sincere about serving this community, he has so much to run for. I mean, mayor, for whatever. It doesn't take him until like 3-4 days before close the doors and registrations, and say, oh, I went to a restaurant and decided to do it. I think that's kind of fun, or having fun, a good time. That's not really, you know, my opinion, public service. But I was also able to bring other people from other countries, investors, to come to Harris County to buy properties, to do something good for our community. Hopefully we have some good leaders from other rich countries. They can come here and open more hospitals for us, doing things. It happened. The things happen. I think when they believe in you, that you're a good leader and sincere, other people work with you from other states, from the county. Within the county, we have great, wonderful people here that that they can make things happen. We have good firms of all kind, engineering, laws, I mean, you name it, we have it. You know, that's the nation of immigrants. And we have so many immigrants in this county. And I'm an immigrant for them. I came here at a young age. I understand their need. I know what they came here for, and I'm going to be able to help them or support them, because I was one of them. I know what it takes from day one. My father wasn't here. I'm the one who came here. I'm the one who didn't have nothing but a few thousand dollars, and I didn't know nothing. I landed in New York. I don't know anything about the U.S. God bless America. And today I'm running for office. I mean, my God, that's really great. I'm proud. Yeah, I wish my mother was alive to know that someday I will win, because she really was looking forward for it before she died about 10, 12 years ago. And she told me, son, there is no loser. She said, you're not a loser when you lose an election. She said, you're a winner. He told me, you're trying 6 times to get a visa to come to this country, and the 7th time you get in. He said, your dream was just to visit America for 2 weeks. How about being in a ballot? I think that's a great success, being an immigrant. And President Obama, there's so many black people tried before to be trying for a president, and finally one of them made it. Then at least in the future, anybody with a foreign name or an immigrant parents or grandparents will not be afraid to run.
Okay.
This is a great country. This is really a great country. I enjoy it, Mr. Kaufman. I have a great love sincerely to our country. I'm in love with America. Whatever it takes, in any position, any capacity, to help our country, I will do it, and I'll do it from my heart. This is not money. And I'm real sincere. I talked about this with all sincerity. I don't need publicity. Like those guys, oh, he's running for this. He didn't. No. I want to help America. I want to go to the streets and meet people. If I'm the county judge, I walk to the streets. I see what people doing there. I talk to policemen. I talk to EMS people. I talk, what's your need? What kind of problems do we have? I talked to people who just got out of jail. I was talking to guys who just haven't got out of jail. He said, I don't want to see judges. I don't want to talk to anybody in this government. I said, why, my friend? At least if we know what's wrong, we try to correct it.
All right. Ahmad Hassan, thank you very much
for talking to me today. Mr. Kaufman, my God, I am the one who...